So we learned about the woman doing an outstanding job. We learned about the leaders being a little deficient. And today we're going to learn about the role of Moshe Rabbeinu. Chapter 39. Going to the next parsha, the double-header parsha. So from Vayakha, we go to Pikudei. We're going to take a look at Pasuk Lamed Beis, verse 32 into verse 33. Vatechel kol avedas mishkan el mayit. So, all the work I've done. Everything is finished. Vayasu b'nei Yisrael, the b'nei Yisrael did kechol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. The children of Israel did exactly as Moshe Rabbeinu had commanded them. Keinosu. As they were commanded, that's what they did. Rashi says, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael, the Jewish people did everything that they were commanded to do. The pasuk, the verse here, speaks about asiyah, speaks about doing twice. It says Vayasu, and then it says Kein Osu. So why do we have that redundancy? So Rashi says, Vayasu, the first time, refers to Es HaMelacha. That refers to the work. Kechoyla Shetziva Hashem, as everything that God had commanded Moshe, that nothing was changed. Not only they did the work, but they did it to the specifications, exactly as they should have, exactly as they were instructed. The famous Hasidic Rebbe Reb Mendel of Kutsk once commented on this verse. He says, why doesn't it say that Vayasu bnei Yisrael kechol asher tziva Hashem, that the Jewish people did exactly what God told them to do? Why does it have to say asher tziva Hashem es Moshe? Said Reb Mendel of Kutsk, he said, this is to teach you that without a Moshe Rabbeinu, you cannot do it Hashem once either. You want to do it Hashem once. It has to be Kechol Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Then, Kein Asu. From the other side of the spectrum, the Chafetz Chaim said, why does it say Kein Vayask Asher Tziva Hashem Oysoi? So the Chafetz Chaim says that's because Moshe Rabbeinu represents total humility. In Hasidic terms, Moshe Rabbeinu is a Mamutza HaMechaber. He's an intermediary, but not one who Chas V'Shalom makes a division between the Jewish people and God, but who is, in a sense, so selfless that he's transparent. And his transparency allows the Jewish people to be connected directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it says, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Kein Asu, not Kasher Tziva Oysai. There is no Oysai, there is no I. Moshe had no I, there is no ego. It was only what Hashem had told, and that came, so to speak, in the purest way, straight to the Jewish people. It's interesting to note that when the Beis HaMikdash was finished, the terminology was Vatishlam, from the word Shlemut, completion. And here we use the unusual expression of Vatechel. So the Riva, quoting the Moshe of Kutzi, one of the great Balei HaTosfos, says, the Melacha of the Mishkan was completed, and finally the Mishkan was put together in the month of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So there's two special months for the Jewish people, two months that herald like new beginnings. There's Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is really Rosh Hashanah, and then there's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the beginning of the Jewish months. So he says Tishrei was very unhappy. Tishrei felt totally ignored. The Mishkan started in Tishrei. They started collecting on the 11th day of Tishrei, but Tishrei didn't get any attention. And so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that he would finish things off in Tishrei. But when indeed the Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash get completed? On Yom Kippur. So it's a process that begins the day after Yom Kippur, and it's a process that's completed several centuries later on Yom Kippur itself. That's the full circle. So this is Vatechel, and Vatushlam, the Shlemus, only comes then. Although the Baal HaTurim says, if you take the words Vatechel, Kol Avedas, the three words that says the work is finished, you do the Gematria, you'll end up with the equivalent of Be'esnim V'chamisha B'Kislev Nigmar, they finished on the 25th of Kislev. So there's allusion here, not only to Rosh Hashanah, not only there is a link to the Jewish New Year, in which Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash was completed, but it's also a connection to the festival of Chanukah. And that's why, of course, in the festival of Chanukah, what do we read? What Torah reading do we have? The reading of the first 12 days of the Mishkan. The reading of the consecration of the Chanukah Mishkan. So, That's a good question. What happened from the 25th day of Kislev all the way till Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Well, Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's not time yet. It's not time. I'll tell you when. God will tell me when. So they finished all this work, and exactly as they were supposed to, and then, Vayaviu es ha-Mishkan el Moshe. Then they brought the Mishkan to Moshe. And this is everything. Es ha-Oyel, the tapestries, es kol kelov, all the furniture and the artifacts, Kurosov, the various hooks or accoutrements, the planks, Brichov, the supports, Amudov, the pillars, Va'adonov, and all of the sockets or foundations. Everything was brought to Moshe. So why was everything brought to Moshe? What did they bring it to him for at this point? So the Zohar says, they brought it to Moshe to say, is it what God showed you? Look at this. Is this what you saw? Because you told us you had a vision in Har Sinai. It was all about Moshe Rabbeinu seeing and giving the stamp of approval. Rashi, however, does not follow that approach. Vayaviu es ha-Mishkan, they brought the Mishkan. So Rashi answers the unspoken question. Why did they bring the Mishkan to Moshe? Why didn't they just put it up? So Rashi says, I'll tell you why they didn't put it up. She'aloi hoyu yecholim lahakimei, because they couldn't put it up. Couldn't put it up. They built this Mishkan, couldn't put it up. Well, afi she'aloi asa meisha shum melacha, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do any work in the actual b'ha Mishkan. So he niach la'kadosh baruch hu, God left for Moshe hakamasei. He said, you'll be the one to put it up, because nobody else could put it up. What does that mean, nobody could put it up? So Rashi explains, it's not that the Mishkan was an engineering disaster that couldn't stand, and when they put it up, it collapsed. No. It means, shelehoyu yochel lahakim shum odam machmas kivid hakroshim. The planks were so heavy, no one individual could lift those planks and could set the Mishkan up. You finally get one plank up, it would collapse before you get the second one up. And nobody could do this by themselves. O Moshe ha'mide, but Moshe Rabbeinu could. He did. He put this all by himself. Omar Moshe of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu said before God when they brought the Mishkan, Eich efsher hakamosei ayidei adam. How can one person do this? Now, the unspoken part of this Rashi is the fact that the pasuk, that the verse is very specific when it says, v'hakimoiso. One person should put it up. So one person doesn't say they should put it up. It says he should put it up. So part of the command that Moshe Rabbeinu got was that one person should put it up. One person should put it up means one person. So they figured it's not one of us. Maybe it's Moshe Rabbeinu. They brought it to Moses, and Moses says, I can't do this. He says to God, how do you do this? Eich efshar akamasei. Omar lei, God responds to Moshe, Aseik ata v'yodcha. You engage, you involve yourself. You put your hand to it. And then, what happens is, nira kimakimai, it looked like Moshe was putting it up because he put his hand to it, but as Moshe put his hand to each piece of the Mishkan, suddenly, the piece righted itself. And it just fit itself into place. Nizgav v'kom me'elov. It became erect, and it set itself up, all by itself. V'zeu shenemar, this is the meaning of hukam ha-Mishkan, the Mishkan was put up, not hekimu, not plural, but who? Not even singular. Hukam means it put itself up. The Mishkan put itself up. When is hukam me'elov, that it put itself up? So this, of course, is on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's what it says. The pasuk says in chapter 40, verse 17, it says, Vahi b'chedesh arishin, so as b'chedesh arishin refers to Rosh Chodesh, it says, hukam ha-Mishkan. The Mishkan set itself up. All of this is explained in Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma. So this has to be understood. What's going on here? Right? But a mega Mishkan, somehow they understood that it has to be done by one person. They figure, we can't do it, so let's bring it to an 80-year-old man, 81. Maybe he could do it. And he can't do it either. And he says, Gott in Himmel, Almighty God, what is supposed to happen here? God says, yeah, just put your hand to it. So Moshe puts his hand to it, it sets itself up. What was the point? Why did Hashem say that one person should put it up? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to do this make-believe erector Lego set where he put his hand to things and boom, it went up? What was the point? So, to understand what is going on here, we need to take a look in our Birurim book and I'm going to be delighted. The beautiful way the Rebbe explains this. Just unbelievable. Page Shin Samach Tzadik Tes. Simon Ches, the eighth entry in Parshas Pekudei. So the Rebbe begins here with three foundational questions. Question number one. So why didn't they do it b'keches mishutafim? Why didn't they do it together? Something that would have enabled them to overcome the heavy or incredible weight of the planks. These are big planks. Okay, do it together. Look, together everybody achieves more. You know, that spells team. It's not hard.
If they brought it to them, to him, yeah. And they had the power to even bring it.
Oh, clearly they had the power to bring it. They brought all the pieces. It's just a question of how many people. Enough people can lift anything. These mishugoyim, these lunatics riot. They pick up a car, they throw cars. Like enough people can lift it. So if you have a people and they're bringing, and point well made. The Rebbe says, "Kashem shahayu biyicholtim lasis is a mishkan al-Mesha." They could carry it to Mesha. If they could carry it to Mesha, they could pick it up. It's just a question of doing it together. So why didn't they do that? Number two. If it was too hard for people to put up, what to bring it to Moshe for? Like, what did they think? That he was going to succeed where they failed? I mean, like, common logic. Moshe is a Moshe Rabbeinu, but he's still 81 years old. He's a big boy already. He's probably had stronger days. And you can't say, well, in those days you were like a bodybuilder at 80. No, well, actually not, because there's halachas about the Mishkan and about carrying it and about the Levites, and they were retired from the service pretty early on. By age 50, they were turned out to pasture. And there's a whole dispute if that's something which was permanent, even later on for Levites, that they were retired early, or if the Levites were only retired early in the Mishkan because it was schlepping, a lot of schlepping to them. Question number three, the Pasuk says, Hukam HaMishkan. Okay, when did that happen? I pointed this out to you already. When does the Pasuk say Hukam HaMishkan? Which day? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the eighth day they put this together. So what does that mean? That means that for the first 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu, or somebody, was putting it up and taking it down. Putting it up and taking it down. From the 23rd day of Adar onward, it was being put up and taken down for 7 days. Because that Pasuk, Hukam, is speaking about the eighth day. The Pasuk says clear, Bachedesh, Harishan, beginning of the new month. So how did they put it together previously? It says Hukam, the Mishkan put itself up on the eighth day. And who put it up before that? Was Moshe putting it up and taking it down by himself every day? He did that, and then only on the eighth day it was a miracle? Like, how does that work? So the Rebbe says, in order to understand this, we have to first preface and explain the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to put up the Mishkan during the 7 days of Miluyim. Like, you could ask a simple question. Why did he put up the Mishkan and take it down for 7 days? Actually, God never tells him to do that. God never tells him to take it down, put it up and take it down. Hareyatzivi alakamas haMishkan, the commandment, v'hakei Moshe, misyachas, refers specifically to when the Mishkan will rise and start to function, which is the eighth day. That's when the commandment comes. It's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu put the Mishkan up and take it down?
Practice runs.
Ha-hezber lekach. Omnom, indeed, you are right. Practice runs. Moshe Rabbeinu was not commanded to put up the Mishkan and take it down for 7 days. So why did he do it? He had other commandments. What were the other commandments? Lachanech, to educate. Lahargil, to inaugurate. He was supposed to teach them. So what, he's supposed to go do it in a makeshift, make-believe, non-Beis HaMikdash? Where should it have been done? You needed a Beis HaMikdash to do these things in. So for 7 days, he was doing these things. And the only way to do these things is to have a Mishkan. For example, it says that you have to gather Aron Uvonov Pesach Oil Moed. That's a door to the Oil Moed. It's what we're supposed to draw, an imaginary fake door. Say, okay, here's where the door will be. It says by the door of the Oil Moed. So Moshe Rabbeinu understood, if it says by the door of the Oil Moed, that the only way to do this is create a door of Oil Moed. If you don't have a door of an Oil Moed, where would you bring the people to? There's no way for Aaron and his children to go through the practice run without actually having a Mishkan. So, but Hakamas HaMishkan B'yamim Elu, the putting up the Mishkan in those 7 days was not really a commandment of God. That was only a Hachana Nechutza. It was only a necessary preparation. We were preparing to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. The mitzvah is on Rosh Chodesh Nisan it should be put up. And then the Mishkan goes live. And Aaron and his sons begin to function as Kohanim. And in order for that to happen, it has to be put together or erected and set up so that when we'll be ready to fulfill the mitzvah, everything can fall into place.
Why do you have to take it down, though?
Why do you have to take it down? I guess it was understood that it will have to be taken down before the eighth day, right?
Right, so put it up.
So put it up. But if you leave it up, it's not up only for practice, then it's up. But they were only using this for practice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like a bride who has one of these wedding rehearsals. Right? So sometimes they actually put the veil on. They don't come with the whole gown, they come with the veil, you know, to just give it a... So it's self-understood that even if they do multiple rehearsals, the bride will take off the veil in between. She's not going to walk around with it for a week. You know what I'm talking about, like the whole, whatever it's called. But not the veil. You know, like the...
Yeah. Big difference between a veil and a
Mishkan. I understand, but the point is we couldn't have that. People say, oh, the Mishkan's standing. No, the Mishkan was not standing. The Mishkan was up only for a practice run, and that's it. Practice over, Mishkan down. That itself was the practice.
Okay.
By along these lines will be understood why the problem of putting up the Mishkan only arrived actually on the eighth day, which is very not what the Zohar says, not what they brought to Moshe to inspect. In the 7 days, Shebehem Hukam HaMishkan, where the Mishkan was established, put up, put together, but only ke'emtsoi, only as a means to an end, not an end in and of itself. It wasn't a matara, it wasn't a purpose. Achein Hukam HaMishkan bekeches mishutafim. Who put up the Mishkan? Everybody. The whole team. Aydei anoshim rabim, many people, yachad, working together in tandem. Davar shelo haya kushim yuchad, that wasn't so hard to do, that could be done. On the seventh day, and the day when there's actually now a mitzvah to put up the Mishkan, they took a look at the language that Hashem used to Moshe, and all of a sudden they found out you can't do it as a team. You can't do it in tandem. Because the Hakama of the Mishkan, when it was said to Moshe Rabbeinu, was said in the singular. God said to Moshe, V'hakei Moisa, you will put up the Mishkan Asher Her Esa, the Mishkan that I showed you. So they tried, they figured, okay, Hakim Moshe means doesn't mean Moshe do it. It means somebody does it. So who's going to do it? So one guy volunteered and somebody else volunteered and they all tried and it didn't work. They figured the commandment wasn't Moshe's commandment, it was their commandment, but still Hashem voiced it in the singular. And here we see, this is like the pasuk we learned, it says, Kechol Ashatziva Hashem Es Moshe. They did exactly what God commanded them through Moshe. And they knew when Moshe Rabbeinu said, it says V'hakim Moshe, Moshe had no self-interest. He didn't make up his own things. He didn't hear what he heard. If he said Hakim Moshe singular, you can bet your bottom dollar. It was V'hakim Moshe. How do you do this? When they saw Shahadavar Eini Elo B'yadam, they can't do this. Savru, they thought, you know why? Probably the reason we can't do this is because, not just that the Krushim are really heavy, but maybe it's not part of our job. Maybe that's Moshe Rabbeinu's job. Maybe we were given the job to make the pieces, but we have to bring the pieces to Moshe and give the pieces a chance to be put together by Moshe. Maybe that's what has to happen. Maybe he's the one who's supposed to put the Mishkan together, like it says, V'hakim Moshe. Maybe V'hakim Moshe, you will put up, actually was referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. So, Rak la'achas shebnei Yisrael havios ha-Mishkan o'Moshe. Only after they brought the Mishkan to Moshe. And then his barer, it became clear, that nobody could put it up, even Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, so now, at this point, Moshe Rabbeinu began to pray. He said, one second, this is not a question nobody could put up. Hashem is not letting him. It's pashut, simply too heavy. Can't be lifted. No one person can lift these things. At that point, he says to God, what's going to happen here? Ein koach ba'adam. Nobody's powerful enough. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, put your hand to it. Put your hand to it. Nidakim akime. It looked to everybody like Moshe was putting up the Mishkan that day, but really, this was miraculous. Moshe Rabbeinu put his hand, and the walls would right themselves. And that's, my dear friends, is how the Mishkan was put up the first time. Which leaves us with a big question. What's up with all this? Like, why? Why did Hashem say, you put it up? And everybody tried it. They couldn't put it up. And Moshe Rabbeinu thought maybe he could put it up. And then he can't pick it up either. He says to Hashem, it doesn't work. Hashem says, oh, you realize that? Good. Put your hand to it, and I'll make it go by itself. What's going on over here? So the Rebbe now adds an incredible beer, a beautiful explanation of Yichsidus. This is on the next page now. The next entry, the next page. The Meshach Shivas Yimei HaMiluyim, during the 7 days of inauguration, the 7 days in which they prepared, planned, and practiced. So, Hoysaha Avayda B'Mishkan B'Derech Yisarusid L'Sata. The work in the Mishkan was done, to use mystical and Kabbalistic phraseology, it was an awakening from below. It was Avayda HaNasis B'Koyach HaOdom Atzmai. They needed to do this. They did this. They did this. And that's cherished in Hashem's eyes. Hashem cherishes it when we make an effort. It's like when you want your kids to do something and they're really not capable of doing it well, but you want them to do it. It's like when the kids wake up in the morning on Mother's Day and decide to make their mother breakfast. And it wouldn't even be something the dog would eat, but the mother's so happy. Why? Because the kids made it by themselves. Right? The kitchen takes an hour to clean up afterwards. The food is not, but the kids did it. And it's so cute. And you take selfies and you send it to all your friends and you post it. And it's like, wow, look what my kids did. Why? Because it was such a fantastic job? No, but the kids did it themselves. So we do this themselves. We don't look so pretty. We don't look so fancy. Our efforts are not so amazing. The angels are much more effective. But we're Hashem's children. So Hashem takes selfies and says, look at the malachim. Look at my kindlech. Look look at my kid. Look at this. So Hashem loves that. A special chiyuv, a special chavivus. However, at the same time, as long as you're doing it by yourself, you ain't going to get a breakfast. I mean, you could smash some eggs, you can make dirt. You're not going to have a gourmet meal. So if a person is doing this b'koyach atzmai, with it, we're only using our efforts, what's the best you're going to get? The best people can do, and that's not really good enough. People cannot be the ones to bring God's presence, to create a spiritual reality. In order to bring the Shechina, what do you need? You need the Shechina, yeah. Now, only God can bring the Shechina. That's what we call, in the phraseology of Jewish mysticism, Isarusa de le'ela, an awakening from on high. That's God's job. He has to do that part. That was the putting up of the Mishkan, the real establishment of the Mishkan was after 7 days of everybody playing house and putting it up and taking it down and putting it up and taking it down. God said, okay, now let's do this for real. Now let's really have the Mishkan put up. And then it was b'koy cheshel, it was by power of, don't tell me Moses, because is it really? Who was it? By whose power? B'koy cheshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by God's power, by dint of God's effort, so to speak. As it says, nire kimakime, it looked like Moshe was putting it up, but not really. Hu nizgav v'kame elav, he's coming going by itself, which means God is putting it up. Shaken HaKamas HaMishkan b'yem zeh, putting up the Mishkan on that 8th day, Heshlima Satsiva completed the commandment Vasuli Migdash. That was our part. You make a Migdash. What's the rest of the Pasuk? The Shachanti. Who does that? That God does. I'll dwell amongst them. Ashar Sashchina. That's Efsheris. That's only possible B'keichesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Rebbe adds something very, very sweet. He says, in the words of Rashi, we see that Rashi, the way he explains the Mishkan, is the same way he explains something very interesting about the Beis HaMigdash. That it says that when the 3rd Beis HaMikdash will be ready, it says, Bani Mishuchlal, that it's completed, built and complete, Yigola V'yove Mishamayim. It'll be revealed, it'll be actualized before our very eyes from heaven. In other words, Amnon Beis HaMikdash, Yibane B'schus Avidasim Shol Bnei Yisrael. Why will we get a 3rd Beis HaMikdash? Because of all the toil and travail, because of all the effort expended, because of all the Mesiras Nefesh, all the self-sacrifice and dedication and devotion, all the love, all the loyalty, all the commitment of the Jewish people over the last 2,000 onerous, challenging, difficult, and painful years of Golus. Yes, we did this. When Mashiach comes, it will be us who did it. However, Amnam, Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, although it comes in the schus and the merit of the Jewish people, but B'niyasa, its actual building is going to be, its actual bring of the Shechina is going to be, in the hands of Hashem. It's going to be B'kechesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, we have to do our part and God has to do His part. And that's how it was in the Mishkan. We did our part and God did the rest. And so it will be in Meretz Hashem with the building of the 3rd Beis HaMikdash. We're doing our part. B'mheira ubi amenu. God will do His part and we will meet together in that 3rd and eternal holy home of Hashem May it be speedily and in our days. Amen.